Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
Cassie, you have been so transparent in your journey with GLP-1, and I don't know why I'm so invested in it, but I haven't asked you in a couple of days. First of all, am I overstepping my boundaries by asking you on the air?
No, I after 15 years here, just about, I'm used to that. You're good.
I mean, literally, the mics went on. I'm like, gosh, wonder how things are going.
You're invested in that, and I was invested in the house. I'm like, I need to get an update on the house and where the house is.
So what's going on with the GLP-1?
It's going good. It's probably because you saw me eating frosted mini wheats over here.
I don't think that was
It's going good. I'm 3 weeks in. I think I've lost about 10 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
I feel different, which is nice. It's things I didn't realize. Like, it's so much easier to walk. My joints feel more fluid. Like, they never felt like wrong. Mm-hmm. It's just existing now. I'm like, oh, and maybe it's because I'm lighter. I'm like, this just feels easier, mm-hmm. and it feels easier to move, which is nice. Not really having any side effects. I definitely think I need to go up to the first dose. I can feel it wear off midweek, but it is so bizarre because midweek, and I know it's wearing off because, and that's kind of the half-life of it. I'll be like, God, I could really use like a burger, and the food noise comes back, and I start thinking about like eating huge quantities of food, even though I'm not super hungry. Whereas when I'm on the shot and I get hungry, I'm like, oh, I got to eat something. Let me eat a salad or a sandwich. And that does me just fine. And I don't think about food again. But later on in the week, I'll sit here and I'm like, okay, well, I've got leftover Mexican. And I start planning out every food and snack for the rest of the day.
So question for you, and I know some of these questions are going to sound really stupid to you guys, but I don't like food. So I've never had this struggle really before. For me, it's just gas to get me from A to B. So are you at a place where, because I think if you want a burger, you should be able to have a burger. And I think sometimes if we eliminate those things, they become so valuable to us. Like, that's the only thing you can think of. So is that completely off the table, or can you have half a burger, satisfy that itch, and then move on to the next one? Or is that not a possibility for you?
Oh, yeah. No, I do. I've eaten burger. I've had, you know, not burgers, but when I have that craving, I usually indulge it because I'm trying to listen to my body. And I'm like, all right. Know that I have food noise, but also perhaps I need like the red meat or the, like, there's something my body needs from that. But the rest of the time, what it does is it gives me what I think you probably have your whole life, is I don't care about food. And I'll get annoyed when I start to get hungry or headache. I'm like, oh, yes. God, I got to eat. Okay. And it's so much easier to grab like a salad, because I'm making sure I get it's like a lot of protein and fiber. It's very specific, like salads from a company called Thistle I'm eating, but I'm making sure I'm getting the right nutrients in, and that's my focus. And then I'll lean into, like the other day, I really wanted cake. So I had some cake because it was my birthday, and I had like 5 bites, and I was like, oh, cool. That's all I wanted. And it was like,
Did you feel guilty on like the first bite?
No. Good. No guilt, because I know now my body has the tools it needs after 5 bites to be like, yeah, I'm good. That was great. Versus me before on the GLP-1, like, would have eaten half of one of those small Publix cakes, which is what it is. I would have polished it off and still been like, okay, well, what's next? I'm not full. And so it's nice to have, it just feels like my body is working appropriately. And it also feels like, dang, Well, no wonder if this is what everyone else feels. No wonder nobody gets why fat people can't lose weight, because you don't have this mindset. And being in that mindset of, I enjoy food when I eat it. It's not repulsive to me. I'm not like, ugh, I just get full faster and I'll get satisfied more quickly. It's like my body's like, cool, we have everything we need, we're good. And it's communicating properly in my brain. I'm like, great, I can move on. So now it's given me this insight when people who maybe don't struggle with their weight are like, and they don't understand why people who are overweight, why they can't just lose weight. I'm like, oh my God, it's such a mental struggle. It's so much more layered than that. And it's been very freeing. And I'm really enjoying, seems like a weird word to say, but I am happy I did it. And I'm really trying not to weigh myself and not worry about foods. Just make sure I'm getting more vegetables, make sure I'm getting protein and the fiber I need and the water I need. And that's my focus, is adding that in. And then everything else will fall into place.
And I assure you guys, this is not a cleverly disguised commercial for GLP-1s, but I do have questions. So now that you're on it and you feel this mentality that others, like I've been talking about for years and years and years, and you're looking at me like I have three heads, like how could you not enjoy food? Which I really, it just doesn't matter to me. I'd much rather drink than eat a meal, drink alcohol. So now that you have that feeling of like, oh, so this is what it's like to not have these cravings all the time, or to be able to eat a sensible meal and not think about my next meal. Now, do you wish that you would have gone on it sooner?
No, I don't think I would have been ready. I think I needed like it to be on the market for a little while and to do some research and come to terms with it, because it's much bigger for me bigger than just like taking a drug for weight loss. Like I told you guys, like it's for my cholesterol, and I really want to be around long term for my kids, and I've got to make changes. And I'm glad I went on it when I did. I'm not trying to live in that regret mentality. Like I've made the decision and I'm on it now, and I feel good, and I feel good about the way things are progressing. And it's finally nice to have eating be easy rather than it always be like
a struggle.
Yes. Every meal, or I come in here and it like just, it, your stomach gnaws at you all the time. Like, so I'd come in here in the morning, even if I didn't matter what I ate for breakfast, by 8 a.m., it'd be gnawing at me, and I'd have to like do a DoorDash order or plan something in advance to make sure I have it. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, well, you're supposed to eat every few hours, but it was all the time. Mm-hmm. And so it's expensive. So I'm not DoorDashing anymore. I'm not Uber Eatsing, because there was also a weird low grade panic that came along with it. Like, if I don't get food, which is ridiculous, but it was something like primitive, was like, I'm going to die. I have to get food. That has to be my mission. It has to be my focus. And I would not be able to focus on anything else until I secured the next meal or I knew it was coming from. And now, like I said, I enjoy food. I like it still. I still get hunger. I didn't in the beginning, but I get hunger pangs. It just feels normal and it feels easy and it's so nice.
When I talked to people that gave up smoking, they said that not having the anchor or the thought all the time of like, when is the next time I'm going to be able to have a cigarette? Like, I got 20 minutes before I can have a cigarette. 30, I'm going to be on a plane for 3 hours. Can I do that without a cigarette? It sounds like the same kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Flights were one. Yeah, absolutely. If there's a flight over lunchtime, I'd be like, what am I going to eat? Because I also know I would feel like crap. That's the other thing. If I didn't eat in the amount of time I needed to, my blood sugar would crash and I would just feel terrible. And so it was more like there was a fixation with food, but there was also a physical response. And now I don't have that, because the GLP-1 is helping with the blood sugar regulation and stabilization and the food. Like, I'm not going to just credit it all to the GLP-1. Like, I'm eating differently as well. But the other things I didn't expect are the mental clarity. I feel much more alert. It's easier to move around. It's like a fog has been lifted. I don't feel as distracted. I've heard some people anecdotally say it helps with their ADHD. That is not a medical diagnosis, but I have absolutely noticed I can focus better. And big tasks I used to put off don't feel overwhelming anymore. And that might have been a like leftover residual side effect from depression as well. But it would just be like I'd come home after working a long day and I'd be like, I got to cook dinner now and I got to do dishes. And it would just be like, I can't do dishes. I'm just going to do dinner. And now it feels like, or sending that email, like working up to sending an email. It's, I don't know why, but I would put these mental barriers in place and it was almost like this executive dysfunction. Like I couldn't just break past it. I couldn't do the quote unquote hard things that I didn't want to do. now it's not as much as a problem. It's like my body's working in concert with itself properly.
I think these conversations about GLP-1 are so important because I think what most people are seeing is like a celebrity that's going on a GLP-1 and is now down from 132 to 124 pounds and has never been happier. But this is the stuff that's really important here, the mental game behind it all. And not only the losing weight, but feeling so much better and the mental clarity. That's the important stuff.
Feeling better, wanting to naturally eat better, being able to hang out with my kids more, feeling happier. Like, that's all bonus stuff, and it's just allowing me to live my life.
Awesome. It's The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves. You're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing, or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's, like, really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry the Bahamas and USA.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.